The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here is your host, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Welcome to the cutting edge of health and wellness today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan from Gordon Medical Associates. I would like to thank our sponsors, who are Research Nutritionals, BioResource, Frequency Specific Microcurrent, and Real Time Laboratories for making this program possible. Since I personally use these products daily in my practice, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of them when appropriate. So, if you have any questions, you can email me at neilnathan@earthlink.net. And unfortunately, I am told that the fiber optics for the station are down currently, so you will be listening to this show archived, and you will not be able to ask live. However, if you have the questions, please email me, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. I'd like to remind you that you can download the Voice America mobile app, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Time, and Kindle, all for free. If you're into social media, please like us and share us. We have our own Facebook page, so please go to the Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today, like us and share us, and you can ask me questions on that site as well. So, without further ado, I am delighted to introduce today's guests. Today we have with us Dr. Christine Gedrick, and Dr. Gedrick is an integrative physician and founder of the Gedrick Center for Integrative Medicine in Morristown, New Jersey. She attended medical school at Thomas Jefferson University, completed her internship at Cornell University, followed by a residency in family practice at Overlook Hospital in Summit, New Jersey. She completed a fellowship at the University of Arizona in integrative medicine, received board certification in acupuncture from the American Board of Medical Acupuncture and the newly established Integrative Medicine Board. She is the medical director of the Chambers Center for Well-Being at Morristown Hospital in New Jersey and serves as a volunteer faculty for Rutgers University in the Department of Anesthesiology and the Center for Immunity and Inflammation. Right now, at this very moment, I'm catching her in between lectures that she is giving with Dr. Patricia Kane in Las Vegas on the subject of I will call it membrane health, for want of a better word. Christine, thank you so much for coming on our program.
Thank you for having me.
Great. So right now you're in Las Vegas, is that correct?
That is. I am.
Right. And, in fact, two of our colleagues are there studying with you today, Dr. Jeff Greenfield, Dr. Alice Prescott, both of whom were on the show earlier on. So you're going to be teaching them a little more about how to use unique treatments in helping membranes to heal.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So let's get into it. I know it sounds complicated, and I want to not intimidate any listeners from the subject, but we want to talk about membrane health and fatty acids and how important they are to membrane health. So could you please launch us into the subject of what do we want to understand about this? Why is this important?
Well, this is such an exciting subject. You know, every day we're talking to patients and trying to educate them about their bodies, and we all talk fairly commonly about toxicity, but what does toxicity really mean, and basically what does that translate into at the cellular level? And what happens is the cells of the human body are comprised of fatty acids. Now, those are specific structures that are derived from fats in our diet, but they come into the body through the digestive process, and they constitute the cell membrane and the other membranous structures throughout the body, and the central nervous system, as an example, being one that's comprised of a tremendous amount of fat. And so effectively what happens is, as we live and we get exposed to various infections and toxins in the environment, the membrane structure of the cell gets damaged as a result of that. And so we need, at times as practitioners, to direct our attention to the appropriate kind of supplementation, either in the form of supplements that we are taking orally, or to direct a patient to the right kind of diet to support membrane health, as we term it.
Right, and membranes are just critical. I mean, we use the word a lot and we throw it around, but essentially every single cell in our body is surrounded by a membrane. And if we look at a membrane under a microscope, it looks a little bit like a sandwich, maybe like an Oreo sandwich, where if you think of the Oreo, you've got the two dark wafers surrounded by a little cream. Well, the membrane consists of the two dark parts of the sandwich are basically protein outsides and inside with a lot of fat on the inside. Is that a oversimplified?
That's right. That's an excellent analogy. That is, you know, in medical terms, that's the phospholipid bilayer, but effectively it is looking like an Oreo. And that surrounds every cell structure, and it surrounds not just the outer part of the cell, but all the little organelles that we learned in biology class, things like the mitochondria, the nucleus, the ribosomes, et cetera. And so all of this together is what we need to think of when we're considering our membranes and how healthy they are.
Right. So these membranes are absolutely critical because they are the interface between every part of the body and the next part. They both regulate what gets into a cell, what gets out of the cell, what gets through the cell, and if they're functioning in a healthy way, that regulation is perfect and beautiful and everything is flowing the way it's supposed to. But when we have patients who get sick, when they're ill, these membranes get, if you will, damaged. And a membrane that is not completely healthy will allow things in and allow things out, and that's when we begin to get problems.
That's right. And so one of the analogies that I draw for patients is, because most of us understand computers today, is that our DNA is much like our hard drive, but our keyboard is the membrane. And this work was Bruce Lipton's The Biology of Belief, but it's really underscoring the importance of membrane health, because most of us can understand that if our keyboard is damaged, then all of the signals that have to go out are going to come out of that keyboard with a slightly disordered format. So email isn't going to be sent properly and messages can't get through. And this is really the same concept that happens to us. And patients today, you know, particularly the chronically ill, are aware of inflammation. Well, this inflammation is stemming from the cell membrane and disorganization, or what we call membrane instability. And so there is a damaged key, if you will, if you're going back to the keyboard analogy, and so the cell signals aren't coming off that keyboard properly.
So the fatty acids then become the key building block, if you will, of making up a huge piece of the membranes. So when you begin to think about it in the system that you're currently actually teaching to a whole bunch of physicians today, when you think about that, how do you go about analyzing the health of these membranes? What methods do you have?
There are various labs that do testing on fatty acids. We preferentially use the Kennedy Krieger lab out of Johns Hopkins, the Peroxisomes Disease Laboratory. That gives us a very good statistical analysis, but it's simply what we've settled on. There are other options. We all just end up with our own personal choices. So that's the lab that we have used, and we start with we have a baseline, effectively, and then we will adjust both intake in the form of dietary recommendations, oral supplementation, and in some cases, we do this intravenously, some of our sicker patients, and this is the way that we can recover the membrane integrity quickly.
No, excellent. So that, I think that's kind of what we want to get into next. So, okay, so let's say that we want to analyze the health of the fatty acid in the membranes, and we can send this blood to the Johns Hopkins laboratory. And what kind of information do we get from it? What is it going to tell us about that membrane that allows us to tweak it and make it better?
Well, effectively, what you're looking for is a balance, right? So there's three major areas to think about. One is there are certain fats that need to be present in certain numbers or ratios in order to maintain membrane stability. And these, shockingly, are some saturated fats, which we're all taught to sort of universally avoid. But the truth is that isn't the whole truth. Not all saturated fat is bad, and so we need to have certain fats represented to keep our membranes healthy. And then on the other hand, there are fats that can accumulate that are the result of infections, notably viruses, that can produce what we call very long-chain fats. And these structurally distort the membrane and can impact receptors and other cell signaling structures as a result of their presence. And I describe it to patients as if they had a piece of rebar going through their cell, and they can kind of envision if you have this beautiful sphere and now you stick this big, hard, you know, piece of metal through it, it isn't going to line up very nicely with its neighbor next door. So those are really what the very long-chain fats look like, and there's others such as renegades and odds, but these are effectively the result of infection or membrane damage. And last but not least, we look at the ratio of the omega-6s to omega-3s. And there, again, is some misinformation. We all know fairly commonly the utility of omega-3s and that they're generally anti-inflammatory. But if they're overdone, they can become pro-inflammatory. So we do have to make sure that we're getting a good, healthy source of omega-6s. Not all omega-6s are bad.
That's
the general idea, those three main categories, and so that's how we break it down.
Right, so that's a great start on it, meaning we're looking for balance, which is almost always the case when we're looking at health, and we're balancing omega-3s and omega-6s. We're trying to avoid the creation of these very long-chain fatty acids, some of which you referred to as renegade. I like that term. It kind of implies that the body's metabolism is off and it's making something that isn't particularly good for it, which is actually correct.
That's right.
And so really what we're looking for here is, as always, balance. And so this is a way of looking at the body, analyzing the fat content, and I guess we'll be going to a break in a little bit here, Christine, but looking at that, analyzing it, and really beginning to help our patient in a very specific way move towards making that healthy. So let me take just a moment here to thank and to mention one of our sponsors, and that would be Researched Nutritionals. Researched Nutritionals is well known for its specialty immune, energy, and detox formulations, which promote a healthier quality of life. One of the things that I personally benefited from Research Nutritionals is that recently I just came back from giving some lectures at a medical meeting in Norway and started to come down with a nasty cold. And fortunately, the Research Nutritionals had a booth there. They were exhibitors, and they were able to give me one of their products called Transfer Factor Multi-Immune, which is a wonderful product that helps to stimulate the body to make more natural killer cells so that you can fight off these infections. So with the help of that product, as I was able to happily forestall getting sick, was able to give my lectures and even enjoy a little time in Norway on vacation. So thank you very much to Research Nutritionals for their Transfer Factor Multi-Immune. You can certainly learn more by going to researchnutritionals.com or call 800-755-3402. And with that, we'll go to a break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Transformational healing includes energy medicine as well as hands-on healing. Tune in every week to Transformational Healing with Dr. Bonnie Morrow. If you want to know more about the business and science of energy fields, chakras, and the medical and spiritual community, join our expert guests as we work together to bring you closer to your personal health vision. Transformational Healing is heard live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm delighted to again be talking to Dr. Christine Kendrick, who has been sharing with us some very important information about fatty acid health and cell membranes. And Christine, often fats have gotten a very bad rap. Their PR agents aren't working as well as protein PR agents, if you will. So I think that there, as you've already alluded to, and which I completely agree with, eating fats is actually, with exceptions, not always a bad thing. We need them. Some of the fats that we eat are what are called essential fatty acids in the sense that we have to eat them to maintain. We cannot make them on our own. So if you could talk for a moment about why fats are good for us so that we can even get launched onto a clean slate here.
Oh, absolutely. They are really the under-considered major food group. So I talk about this daily with patients, which is, you know, we really think about fats in this slightly binary way, which is, are they good or are they bad? But we don't think of them as essential, and that's effectively what they are. I mean, we can survive without carbohydrates. We cannot survive. We need a form of protein, and we need fats to keep us healthy and well, particularly mentation. I mean, the brain is so highly dependent on fatty acids for cellular health, and so many of our patients have, you know, this brain fog and difficulty with thinking, et cetera. So we really have to restructure how we view our meals effectively, which is, where is the fat source and what is the fat source? Because it's an incredibly important part of our day and part of maintaining wellness.
So you had previously mentioned the importance of the balance between what we call omega-6 and omega-3 unsaturated fats. So could you talk a little bit about where do we get omega-3s from, where do we get omega-6s from, and a little bit how do we get a better balance?
Sure. Well, these are the essential fats because we are not, as human beings, able to make them. So they really do have to be derived from the diet. There is a lot of literature out there talking about which fats are good, what ratios. I often cite the work of a scientist by the name of Yehuda, who did some very elegant studies defining the appropriate ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 being 4 to 1. And that is sometimes shocking to some, but in fact, one of the problems we're seeing today with the typical American diet, or the SAD diet, is that there is an over-representation of omega-6s, but these are not good omega-6s. They've been adulterated through various processing and food industry preparatory methods, so they oxidize. So they're not all created the same. And examples of ones to avoid certainly are a lot of what's in food today. Corn and soy are not always the best choices. On the other hand, pure forms of sunflower or safflower are really the best omega-6 sources. And we are vitally dependent on this particularly the mitochondria, which we haven't spoken of specifically, but many of our patients are complaining of fatigue. And cardiolipin is a major, major player in the mitochondrial membrane. And its fuel source, or where it is made from, is effectively omega-6 derived. So that is very important to get a good source of this in the diet. And then the other essential fat is the family of omega-3s, which we're all a little more familiar with. We typically think of fish oils, which are good, excellent, cold water fish. Salmon comes to mind, but other smaller fish like anchovies and sardines are very good sources. And then, of course, the more vegetarian form, which is flax, and sometimes there's this discussion about the ability to metabolize some of the higher omega-3s, which are EPA, DHA, from flax. So we give a variety of all of these, but we're almost universally giving a base of 6s and 3s, and then we will add the DHA and EPA ratios according to what the patient is willing to take in their diet, because I prefer diet to be the best, that's really where we should get a lot of this from.
Excellent. And so then we're going to try to balance that out for membrane health. And then you can measure whether what you're taking or using is helping that. So in addition to using the specific and best, healthiest fats possible, Dr. Patricia Kane has for many, many years been studying and working on this membrane health and has formulated a very well-thought-out program to help improve all that. So perhaps you could help our listeners understand what other supplements are key to helping the body create a good fatty acid healthy balance.
Certainly. Well, Dr. Kane has been a mentor and has really given so much instruction on the subject, and a lot of this does come from the words of wisdom that she's shared. And her company is Body Bio, and they do produce an oil called Balance Oil that happens to have the omega-6 to 3 ratio of 4 to 1. So we are often using that as a base with our patients. But those willing to take it in the form of the diet, and this would be, a lot of us think about trail mix today, right? This is a great healthy snack, and we're going to get good oils from trail mix. But the nuts tend to be this omega-3 source, but seeds are an omega-6 source. So what I will tell patients to do is to make sure if they're taking something like trail mix that they make sure they add seeds into that, because that's a very, very important addition. And so the other fat that we are not speaking of directly yet is phosphatidylcholine, and that is the major player on the outer cell membrane. So getting a solid source of phosphatidylcholine, and in the diet, really the egg yolk, believe it or not, is one of the better sources. You can understand why many might be deficient today, because a lot of us have moved over to egg white only, right? So I went through a whole decade of my life probably not consuming one egg yolk because I thought it was the thing to do. And I can't say that I was thinking as clearly as I am today. So we try to encourage either, again, natural sources of phosphatidylcholine or supplementation as necessary.
Right. So you supplement with phosphatidylcholine. Other supplements that kind of assist that.
Well, it depends. So this is really put into a very comprehensive protocol. So let's break it down and say that many of our patients, as you know, present with a leaky gut. That's certainly not uncommon. It's more common than not. And so what we're contending with is not only the supplementation of the oil, but more importantly, the ability to digest it or absorb it. So we have to think always of digestive health, changing the diet to reduce inflammation, try to heal up the gut. We're giving enzymes to support absorption of the oils, assimilation. We can touch perhaps for a second on the gallbladder, which is this very often forgotten little organ there that's thought not to do much, but it's couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, the gallbladder is the repository for bile salts, and those are necessary to absorb these oils efficiently. So we're always asking if patients have their gallbladder, because if they don't, they're going to be automatically deficient in fatty acids, and you're going to need more supplementation and more enzymes. So we give enzymes, and then we also give cofactors. So the ability to use the oils efficiently by the body are dependent on so many cofactors. CoQ10 is one of them, the whole complex of B vitamins, and the list goes on and on.
Okay. Excellent. Well, that gives all of us more of a grounding in how to proceed with this kind of a process. I also know, and we'll get into it and maybe sandwich it in with a break here, but I also know that part of the program, Dr. Kane, and I know you and I both treat a large percentage of our patients are extremely ill. They're patients who have had a variety of things like Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, mold toxicity, combinations of all of the above. And one of the things that Dr. Kane has pioneered is using the phosphatidylcholine intravenously, so that we give it directly into through a vein. And I studied with her, as early as 2000. I've been doing that for a fairly long period of time. And for me, it is one of the most useful modalities that I have access to. And I know you've been working with it as well, so I'd be happy to have you share your experience.
We do quite a bit of it, and it too, I think I share your sentiments. I would say that it has been one of the most impactful and successful additions to the practice model. We've been able to achieve things in terms of recovering patients from chronic illness that I don't believe we would be able to do without it. One of the things that we have discovered over the last few years is that the lipids do, and when I say lipids, I'm referring to the intravenous infusion of phosphatidylcholine for the listeners. So the lipids are not only detoxifying the cell membrane, and I want to pause for one second because it took me some time just to understand the visual of what an infusion with phosphatidylcholine was doing. And so it really can be thought of almost as an oil change. So you're putting back into the vein healthy fat that goes into the cell, it's assimilated into the cell membrane structure, almost on a one-to-one ratio. So the new healthy fat comes in, and the old damaged fat that had been distorted, going back to the keyboard and the keys that are damaged, it's replacing the old damaged key with the new key that could function more efficiently. So it took me time as a practitioner to kind of conceptualize that, so I wanted to just share that. So, but going back to the discussion about their utility, we were approached from the perspective of the lipids as restoring membrane integrity or membrane health, which they absolutely do. But what they were have been discovered to do since then, in part through the work we've done in our clinic, is it appears that they are also emulsifying biofilms and helping to really open up some of the deeper embedded infections in the body, so that the therapies that we use in addition are more efficient or effective. So when the biofilms are open, then a lot of the enzymatic therapy and the antimicrobial therapy that we use can be that much more targeted. So really fascinating and a very powerful adjunct to the lipid infusions.
Excellent discussion, and I would like to come back to that in just a moment. First, I would like to mention a couple more of our sponsors. I'd like to mention frequency-specific microcurrent. Frequency-specific microcurrent is a very, very gentle, very, very specific use of two different frequencies, very, very gentle electricity in the category of microamps. So it wouldn't even be felt by the body other than as a healing process. And we can use the frequency-specific microcurrent to help with detoxification, which we are beginning to talk about, by using specific frequencies for the lymphatics, for the kidney, for the liver, for the gut, to help remove toxins from the body. So to learn more, I encourage you all to go to frequencyspecific.com. And the second sponsor that I'd like to mention at this point would be that of Real-Time Laboratories. Real-Time Laboratories is the group that has the premier group for helping us to analyze mold toxins in the body. They measure three different major mold toxins called mycotoxins, which enable us to know exactly which mycotoxins are present in what amount, and allows us to tailor-make treatments to help remove mold toxicity from the body. And mold toxicity then immediately enters the discussion that we've been having as one of the toxins that needs to be dealt with in many of our chronically ill patients. So again, to learn more, please go to realtimelab.com, 855-692-6767 to learn more, and we'll go to a break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I am delighted to be joined by Dr. Christine Gedrick. We're talking about the health of membranes in the body and about the relationship of that to toxicity. And Christine, maybe I'd share with you this simplistic picture I have about toxicity. Feel free to comment on it, but in the patients that I treat, that I know you do also, who are unusually sick, where almost anything I give them, they react to badly. Almost any substance that I use will cause some kind of a reaction. My way of understanding that is I'm thinking of their membranes as being so full of toxins that anything that affects the membranes literally knocks off some of those toxic molecules and floods the body with it that make them ill. So that's the image that I have of what I'm working with. So key to helping those patients, before I even throw more specific treatments at them for things like mold and Lyme or whatever it is that I'm going after or treating, is I've got to get the toxins off those membranes so that they have more to work with. At least that's my simplified image. Your thoughts?
I would agree with that. I think that's a great image and analogy. I sometimes use the idea of, kind of a copper wire that is trying to deliver a message, and it's like somebody went down the wire and just frayed it, so it's got all these little stray ends hanging out, and you can imagine that the signal would be all, a cacophony of noise or scatter instead of just this, very consistent. And I think people can sometimes, understand it's almost as if when they're this toxic, you just don't know what you're going to get. What you're going to get is definitely not what you're expecting to or hoping to get, but it is going to be something that they suffer with. And it's challenging to get these patients started in any way.
Right, and it's for that reason that in my most sensitive patients, one of the tools that I have found most useful is the intravenous phosphatidylcholine, that it, first of all, tends to be tolerated by everyone, at least in teeny amounts. In my really super sensitive patients, sometimes I can only start at a half or one cc, teensy amount. But usually, as we give this to them on a regular basis, I find that their body gets stronger and stronger. I can give them more, and then we can get to the point that then I can start actually giving them some treatment.
Yep, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. In fact, as I have gone on in terms of putting lectures together, I used to describe this almost kind of cycle of detoxification and then controlling infections, and then restoring health and membrane structure. And then what you're describing is really going the other way, which is what we have to do with these incredibly chronically ill patients, is that you have to restore and almost put the foundation back in the house before you even start to do anything else, because otherwise you really get nowhere.
It backfires. They just react badly, and then I have to wait until that subsides before I can do anything else.
Yeah, that's right. Now, one finding I would point you to, I don't know if you found this as well, many times these patients are demyelinating as a result of the exposure to toxins or the toxic burden, And we'll see, without being too scientific, their myelin precursors or DMAs on their fatty acid testing are low. The good news is they respond quickly to Promitol, which is easy to purchase online. It's even Amazon would sell it. It's Viviadin, and just a couple capsules a day, and within a couple weeks to months, you'll see improvement of if it's coming from that as a cause.
Right. And what is that?
That is a fatty alcohol, and it's almost in the family of vitamin E, kind of for simplicity's sake, but it is a fatty alcohol that actually has some research papers to show how it supports remyelination.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
Promitol is P-R-O-M as in Mary, E-T-O-L. And it's very routinely dosed. It's very safe. I've actually never had a patient that's had a problem with that supplement in and of itself. And the manufacturer is Viobin, V-I-O-B-I-N.
Excellent. So a great way to start. With the phosphatidylcholine, I will often use some other remedies that help the body be able to even to begin to detoxify. And personally, a few of my favorites are Itiris and Renalix, which are Pekana, P-E-K-A-N-A remedies made by BioResource. And I know you use some of those as well.
I love these remedies. So these are the workhorse in the workhorses in the practice. So, and some of this is very conceptual, which is we've been spending this last period of time talking about membrane health. But when we start detoxifying membranes, those toxins have to go somewhere, and where they go is into the extracellular matrix, which is all the stuff around the cell. So when I talk to patients about this concept, I describe the body as a sponge, and the cells are the holes in the sponge, and all the stuff of the sponge is what we call the matrix in the human body. And so if that's really dirty and not able, it's kind of jammed up, if you want to think of it that way, then when we start mobilizing toxins from the holes in the sponge, they don't have any place to move into. And the body has to flow in order to get healthy. So these remedies you just mentioned, as well as the entire family, them support various organ structures and the matrix, the detoxification of the matrix. So they're a wonderful adjunct. In fact, they're a requisite adjunct. We have virtually everybody on some form of matrix detoxification.
Right, as do we. So for me, to simplify the way I'm looking at it, I want something to help the lymphatics. I want something to help the kidneys. I want something to help the liver. I want something to help the gut, something to help the skin, and if possible, the lungs, because those are the main organs that are capable of detoxification. So I kind of want to support those areas as my prime targets. And that's why I use, and I know you do too, Itiris, which is I-T-I-R-E-S, is particularly good for lymphatics. Renalix, R-E-N-E-L-I-X, is particularly good for kidney. Apostom is good for the stomach. Apohepat, H-E-P-A-T, is particularly good for the liver. And so those are really basic to me as my foundations, and I think hearing you say something similar.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are my favorite remedies. I think Apostom, not that I'm drawing particular attention to it, but I'm just thinking about how miraculous it can be for some with an irritable bowel, and so many patients have gut issues that go along with all of this. So the other remedy that I'm just coming to mind that we use a lot of is Opsonaut. And that has been, when you think about it, you're thinking compartmentally, but that helps to remove mucosal toxins, and they can be internal mucosal toxins as well. So many of our, particularly, for instance, the Lyme patients that have these arthritis and various joints that are hurting. It's the synovial fluid that can be inflamed. So things like opsonaut are really a very interesting remedy to add in there. And other clinical pearls are, you know, things like interstitial cystitis, will add it for those patients. Gut debridement when there's a leaky gut as well. And I know we've touched on mold, but the famous mold being candida, and many of our patients that have been on a lot of antibiotics do have candidal overgrowth, so we'll use opsonaut in addition on those.
Okay, and opsonaut is O-P-S-I-N-A-T?
S-O-N-A-T.
S-O.
O-P-S-O-N-A-T.
Almost spelled it right. Okay. So let me comment then that the products that we're particularly mentioning right now are all distributed by a company called BioResource. BioResource is actually located in my neck of the woods in Northern California. They've been distributing the German homeopathic remedies that we have been talking about for over 16 years now. And they are available through physicians who are knowledgeable about how to use them. So particularly, let me mention BioResource at 800-203-3775, or you can contact them for more information at BioResource at BioResourceInc.com. And with that, let's go to another break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Abre mi corazón.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm delighted to be talking with Dr. Christine Gedrick, who is sharing with us her wealth of knowledge about healing people who are sick, particularly focusing today on membrane health. And we've just started talking more about the use of some of the Picana remedies for helping the body to detoxify. And so, Christine, we were just talking about gut health. And in addition to the opsonat that you had mentioned to help with mucosal toxins, I'm also fond of the Centrion line of homeopathics to help do that as well.
These are wonderful, and we use these all the time. So these are cellular reprogramming therapies, which are derived at one point in time from the Sanum company, this Citrion line is almost like the grandchild and more refined. And importantly, doesn't posit the concern for side effects or real reactions to the product itself. So a lot of the products are derived from penicillin, for instance, but penicillin, those allergic patients don't have to fear that. There's no potential for overlap in any way. We use the Cygest and then now the newer Cyfungin products and Cygest being the gentler form. So many patients that have an irritable bowel, leaky gut, that have candidal issues or other fungal issues, you can often tolerate that, and then they build themselves up, and then they'll go to the stronger formula that's Cyfungin. And this, I kind of think about this as like the glue in the protocol, because so many people struggle with this chronic candida, and they'll do all the measures necessary to get rid of it, but then sadly it comes back. And so patients will say, well, I've already been to four doctors and they've all gotten me better, and then it comes back. What are you going to do that's different? Well, this is, you know, I think of these remedies sometimes as the special sauce, because the cellular reprogramming therapy is effectively doing just that. It's teaching the cells how better to avoid these disease states in the future. And so it's using these small fungal fragments or penicillin fragments to kind of re-indoctrinate the immune system so that it gets smart and it doesn't allow candida to grow back.
Now, the concept of re-indoctrinating the immune system, in fact, is going to be, I'm going to jump the gun here, our next subject in our next broadcast, I'm going to be having William Parker, who is one of the pioneers of biome reconstitution, and we're going to be talking more about how our gut has gotten off kilter. That we have talked in previous shows a little bit about this. We did when we talked with Dr. Sidney Baker, and we talked about our gut has changed dramatically in terms of its purity. It used to be that we had many more bacteria and parasites inside that we were reacting to, and those materials, actually, we had a relationship to those infections, and they strengthened our immune system by making us react on a regular basis. And then we cleaned up our gut when we got clean drinking water, good sanitation, and we were all thrilled and great. We're cleaning up our act. This is wonderful. And it was, except we lost our relationship to some of these materials that kept our immune system strong. So in that context, using these materials to sort of reboot us, to sort of re-inoculate us or remind our guts about the relationship we need to have with these microbiome agents is, I think, kind of what I'm talking about here.
No, I think it's a wonderful description. I mean, there's an explosion of literature and understanding about this. In fact, one of Dr. Taylor is out here just talking about fecal transplants, and that's I think where the field of restoring these chronically ill patients, where we effectively have to go with them. I mean, once they've had all of this very advanced medical therapy, good, bad, or indifferent, the microbiome has been altered. And sometimes, in fact, probably most of the time, that's not necessarily for the better. So what better way than to predict wellness, but to give them back stool that represents a healthy state of being. So very, very powerful. But in the short term, we can all avail ourselves of the Citrion remedies, which do a very good job of helping kind of restart things. And it takes time sometimes. Some of the remedies take a longer time to work. Other remedies, as you know, you probably know, and I've taken Cyinfect or Cyimmune, depending on which is more appropriate, at the first signs of illness. And, you know, within hours, the cold is gone. So they're very, very powerful and successful remedies in many ways.
Yeah, and that's the context that I think of this in. I think of them as almost rebooting us in terms of giving our body something more to work with. So you mentioned Cyimmune, S-Y-I-M-M-U-N-E, which is, again, one of the remedies that we use for particularly rebooting the immune system. It can be used, as you mentioned, for an acute infection, particularly like an acute virus, by hitting it hard early on. And it also has benefit in people who have had their immune system wrestling with a number of microbes. And for that, we use it in a more sort of a chronic way that it needs. The longer you've been sick, the longer you may have to take it to get the benefit from it.
That's right, that's right. And then there's Cyalgin, which is kind of the sister to Cyimmune, and it's reducing the inflammatory states. But it's interesting, when I first was exposed to the line, I didn't think of Cyalgin as much for autoimmunity. I used it more exclusively for the Th2 kinds of inflammatory responses, the children with eczema and my patients with asthma and other types of allergic responses, but it really can be thought of also for Th1 overstimulation and autoimmune conditions. And I'm speaking for BioResource in a webinar talking about the management of autoimmune diseases and manipulation of the microbiome. It's interesting. It's a dovetailing into this and the use of some of those remedies to help us. Because, you know, as clinicians, we need all the tools we can get because no two patients are ever treated exactly the same. And the more we have in our toolkit, the better able we are to tailor the care to the individual needs.
And we are, unfortunately, out of time. We could probably go on for a long time, Christine.
Yes, I think
Thank you
could.
Thank you so much for being on the show today and for all of your help and insights. Thank you all for listening. Again, as I mentioned, Dr. William Parker will be on the show next week to talk about biome reconstitution. So thank you all again for listening and have a healthy, wonderful week.
Thank you again for joining us for The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.